So first of all, location of where the story is taking place.
Yeah, the bookstore is Heartwood Books in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh, not far.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific experience with this certain bookstore?
I do. Last May, so May of 2014, my third child was born. His name is John. He's the guy in the hat up there in that photo. And so he's just over a year old now.
Okay.
And we discovered the preceding January that John has a congenital heart defect called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. And it essentially means that he has half of a working heart and would need to be born in a hospital where he could be immediately evaluated and then receive surgery within a week to keep him alive, because babies who aren't operated on, who have this condition, all die. So we went to UVA for his birth, and he received the operation about a week after he was born. And we were at UVA for 5 weeks after he was born. He was in the hospital the whole time. Very difficult period in our lives. We have two other children, and they were there with us, so we stayed at the Ronald McDonald House, which is an amazing institution that provides low-cost housing near
I've actually volunteered.
Have you?
With Ronald McDonald, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, so I'm familiar with it.
We love Ronald McDonald House because they were so wonderful to us. And we were in and out of the hospital. In a way, it was wonderful to have our other children there because they distracted us. It also made it more intense because we were, my wife and I, splitting time between the hospital and then providing care for our other children. And as you can imagine, this is a very emotional and draining time because the surgery is dangerous. It's not straightforward. There's no guarantee that the child will live, and many children don't make it, although the surgeries have become more effective over the last couple of decades. So this relates to bookstores because I've always been a lover of books and bookstores, and had actually spent time in Heartwood Books before. I did my doctoral work at UVA, and Heartwood Books is on the corner, which is the area of restaurants and shops just off campus, or off grounds, as people call it at UVA. And it's a neat little bookstore, easy walking distance. Pretty standard bookstore, but a good selection. And I'd spend a bunch of time there before I knew about it and enjoyed it. So during our 5 weeks in Charlottesville, that became a kind of haven for me. And when my wife recognized that I was getting worn down and burnt out from all of the stress of what was going on, she'd say, "Andrew, go spend an hour at Heartwood Books." And I'd walk there, and on one occasion I took our other two kids. We had a great time, bought them both the used book that they still read to this day. So it was nice to be able to share it, but for the most part, she just sent me there by myself, and I could, in a way, just check out from what was going on and lose myself in the stacks of books. I mean, they have so many books there that they have them stacked up in the bathroom, which my other kids thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just part of the reason I love going to bookstores is that it's like an entry into another world, and even if I don't buy a book when I'm there, I'm seeing what's out there and seeing what authors that I know have written, and just considering the possibilities and maybe browsing, you know, a book or just looking at back covers or whatever. So part of it for me was just getting away and being by myself and not thinking about everything that was going on in a place that I already had some familiarity with and enjoy anyway. I enjoyed it doubly because of the circumstances. And then part of it was the actual books that I found. So early in that 5 weeks, I went to a different used bookshop and found a book by one of my favorite authors, Frederick Buechner, called Speak What We Feel, Not What We Ought to Say. And it's a book about authors that he's appreciated over the years who write honestly about the difficult parts of life. So it obviously connected with where I was at. And I read that book while John was in the hospital and loved it and benefited a lot from Buechner's reflections on these other writers' honesty about the difficulties of their lives. One of the authors that he talked about, whose work I didn't know much about previously, was the British poet Gerard Manley Hopkins. And he has a whole chapter on Hopkins's life and poems. So my next trip to Heartwood Books, I saw a biography of Gerard Manley Hopkins and bought that, and took a while to read it, but that book really spoke to me. And then I was able to purchase a couple other books at Heartwood Books, which were not written for people with children in the hospital, but spoke to my situation anyway. For example, there was a book based on a series of lectures by the Turkish novelist Orhan Pamuk, and he talks in that book about why we love to read novels. What is it about the novel that intrigues people? And his argument in the book is that a good novel has what he calls a secret center, a particular way of seeing the world, a kind of unique insight that all of the little parts of the novel, all of the characters and plot twists, might reveal. And so he said readers love to read novels, good novels, because it puts them on the quest for the secret center of the novel, the thing that makes all the other things make sense and that might change them if they can grasp it. And so I saw the connection between his theory of the novel and my attempt and my wife's attempt to understand what was happening to us. So we don't believe that things happen randomly. We didn't believe that our situation and John's situation was only a tragedy. It is a tragedy. It continues to be a tragedy. He'll live with this for the rest of his life. But we also were looking for the secret center in this situation and believing that that there was something more going on, that it wasn't just for ill, but it added up to something more. And in many cases, we saw positive, good things coming from a difficult situation that wouldn't have happened otherwise. And so the bookstore became really important for me as a way of evaluating what was happening to my family and looking for others who had experienced difficult times as they were writing about them, and then being encouraged to look more deeply at our situation, not just at the surface, but at what might be going on beneath the surface, tragic as well as positive.
Wow. Do you think that you'll ever take John there?
That is a fantastic question. I've never thought about it, but I would love to take John there. I'd love to take him there and talk to him about what I just told you.
Yeah.
And buy him a couple books.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing story.
Thanks. Our kids love to read, so I hope bookstores will be as special for them as they are for me. I'm already seeing signs that they are for our two older kids. John is still, you know, just too young and running around.
Yeah.
And but sometimes he will, when we're sitting around the living room, he'll toddle over to the basket where we keep some books and come walking back to me holding usually the same book.
That's great.
About Big Joe, the trucker. Yeah. Yeah. So I've read that book probably, 50 times. But I don't mind reading because I wanted to learn how to love books.
That, like, makes me think, like, with the way that technology is coming where we now have Kindles and computers, do you think that when your kids are older that we're still going to have all this access to the bookstores, like, that you have, or, like, that I have now? Or do you think it's just going to, like,
I don't
know.
I mean, I think that's a really good question, too. I've seen big changes in my lifetime. I'm almost 40 years old, and when I was growing up, Amazon didn't exist.
Yeah.
And some of my really special memories from my childhood are going to bookstores with my parents. B. Dalton, I grew up in Maine, so B. Dalton Booksellers was a big one. And Mr. Paperback was another one. I don't think we even had Barnes & Noble or Borders. Borders has since gone out of business, but I remember when that came into a city near where I grew up. I'm not that old, and I predate the big chain bookstores. So for me, I remember when the big chain bookstores were controversial because they were driving out the independent booksellers. And now people feel bad about Barnes & Noble taking a hit from Amazon, but that's the next level in the change of how we acquire books. I think bookstores in some capacity will still be around. Have you been to the book fair?
The Green Valley.
Yeah, Green Valley Book Fair.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe that's more likely to succeed than bookshops that sell full price books,
right?
Because how in the world can you compete with Amazon's convenience and prices? But if you get to go to the book fair and buy books for $3 a piece because they're remaindered, then maybe they can hang on. I hope so.
Yeah.
I'd be sad not to have a place to go. Because I just value the physical space so much. Yeah.
Oh. Let me think if there's something else. We touched on that. It was like a question like importance of bookstores, but we kind of touched on that a bit. Well, we answered all the questions I had.
One additional area of importance, I think, for the actual bookstore itself is serendipity and the opportunity to browse, which my wife laughs at me. I'll go into a bookstore or to the Green Valley Book Fair and emerge with one book after 2 hours, feeling really happy about how I spent my time. And she gives me a hard time about it, but I think at some level she sees that as a waste of time. But for me, a lot of the joy of spending time in a bookshop is just seeing what's there.
Yeah.
And I feel like I learn by just browsing.
Well, the Green Valley Book Fair, it's floors, so many different topics.
Yes.
It's a lot going on there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you're buying a book online, I like some of the Amazon features, like customers who bought this book also bought this book.
Yeah, the recommendations.
Yeah, and I find that useful.
Mm-hmm.
And to some degree, that replicates the ability to just browse on a shelf, but only partially. So in a world where you only buy books online, I think one of the things that I would miss and that I would lose would be the ability to just go in and encounter books that I don't know about.
Old variety.
And I'm not likely to spend 2 hours clicking through Amazon's shelf because I don't want to spend more screen time than I already do.
Do you find yourself gravitating towards a specific genre or topic?
I do, yeah. I like memoirs a lot, and I like literature. So fiction and not mainly contemporary fiction, older fiction usually, and to some degree poetry and history. I read and teach history, but I'm not actually likely to go right to the history section of a bookstore. Sometimes I'll get there, but if I can choose any section, I'd rather go to poetry, memoirs, literature.
Yeah. should have come prepared with more questions.
You've asked good questions.
Nothing is coming. But thank you. I really enjoyed hearing your story and the significance of that.
Sure.
Do you visit it still today?
We, thank God, haven't had to go back very much.
Yeah.
Babies with this condition vary widely in terms of how they are able to grow and develop after the surgery, and John has done extraordinarily well. So at this point, I think the schedule is a checkup every 6 months. So we haven't had to go back very much. We will. He's scheduled for a third surgery sometime between the age of 3 and 4. So we're dreading that and trying to gear up for it. And I hope that it's a short hospitalization. And I don't have to spend much time with Hartwood Books.
I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Yeah, yeah, it's great to meet you.
You as well.
Thanks for your good questions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Happy to do it.